Dr. Carl Krasniski, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dr. Baird.
How are you?
Peachy keen, even though the heat is heat.
How do we keep cool?
7 steps. Number one, you mentioned already, water, water, water. That's always good. Mm-hmm. In general, number two, avoid hot alcoholic or sugary drinks, but sometimes a hot drink can cool you down if it's a dry heat and the hot drink makes you sweat. And then by sweating, you lose a bit more heat. But in general, avoid hot drinks.
And what did you say about alcohol? Because a lot of people go for the cold beer at a time like this.
Worse, terrible, because the alcohol dehydrates you. For if you drink a 6-pack, you urinate a 10-pack, and then you are dehydrating yourself.
All right, keep going through those steps.
Number
what
three,
else do we do? Yeah,
plan. So keep out of the heat between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. and just cut your physical activity down if you can. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is a tricky one. I have troubles with my family. During the day, you keep the windows closed for as long as the inside is cooler than the outside. And it gets more stuffy, but it is cooler. The moment that the inside and the outside are the same temperature, just simply open the windows and let it go and just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Number three, aircon is very handy. It's better than dying because in the heat wave in Europe in 2003, 70,000 people died. 70,000. So aircon, and if you don't have aircon at home, go to a movie, library, shopping centre. Number six is straightforward, of loose-fitting clothing, natural fibres. Number seven, of course, always, if you're outdoors, protect yourself from the sun with a hat and sunscreen. But the trouble is that when the heat begins to affect you, one of the first things that happens is you become confused, and then you're no longer rational. So just plan, be with friends, all that sort of stuff.
What about the cold washer or the cold cloth or whatever over the face? That always seems to work.
That works for a little while. About 20% of your heat comes out of your head, so that works. At night, it's tricky. Now, have you ever noticed that you can walk around in 35-degree heat, but when you immediately lay down on a bed, suddenly it's intolerable. And when you're walking around, and suppose you just got your undies on, you're losing heat from the front and the back. And when you lie down on the mattress is actually made, it's a foot thick. It's a terrific insulator. And suddenly you're stopping the heat from leaving half your body.
Yeah.
So a few of my friends have done the buying plastic sheets, and they put on very, very thin pyjamas, get them wet, just lie on the plastic sheet.
All right, have you ever tried this? And I don't know whether it works or not, but I went through a stage of putting my, and I don't even know why I did this, but you know when you just make something up in your head and you convince yourself that this is going to help, on really, really hot days, I'd put my wrists under the cold water.
You'll lose a tiny amount of heat, and psychologically it helps, but of course, the more of you that you put in the water, the better. But psychological is part of the battle against the heat.
Okay.
So if you think back to 2009 and the Black Saturday, 173 people died from the flames. And they were easily recognisable by the terrible burns and blisters. It was terrible. But twice as many died invisibly from the heat wave that happened in 2009. And the way that the authorities noticed was that suddenly the morgue was full, and then the private mortuaries were full, and then the universities, and they just had nowhere to put the bodies. And then suddenly they realised that the heat was killing more than the bushfires.
Dr. Carl, you are a genius. We all know that. Your new book, The Doctor, is available from all good bookstores. It's about the 750th book you've ever written, and we love them. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Dr. Ben.
Dr. Carl Krasniski.